My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
No, I don't think... I think the best thing we can do is just stay on schedule. I think that's the biggest thing. That's football, no matter... if you have, all vets and all, all rookies, I just think that the reality is that you got to stay on schedule in this game, and that's the biggest thing. You don't want to be in third and longs, for a good amount of the game. So we just got to do that better, and I think we'll give ourselves a better chance.
Steelers quarterback Russ Wilson. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Who do you want to see start at quarterback week one against Atlanta? 412-928-9370. We'd love for you to give us a call on that in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll get into who we think right now should start week one and the why behind it coming up in a few minutes. The national media pooing all over the Steelers quarterback situation, which we'll also get into. But one more quick thing on the offensive line. It's going to be a work in progress, man. The way this schedule sets up is you probably need to go like 6-3 or 7-2 in the first quote-unquote half because your schedule is an absolute free and bare in the second half. This offensive line is going to be totally in flux.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the season started tomorrow, it would be Dan Moore on the left, Broderick Jones on the right. With no Troy Faltanu. If he's healthy, Faltanu's going to be on the right, and then maybe it's Dan Moore at the left. Maybe it's Broderick Jones. But if it's Broderick, it's a guy that hasn't played a lot of time in the pros at left tackle. So that's going to be a change. It'll be Faltanu making his first career start. You could have two rookies, Faltanu, Zach Frazier, and then a second-year player in Broderick Jones, all starting on the offensive line. You don't have a ton of depth now with the injuries we talked about in the last segment. I don't think this thing's going to be close to a finished product on game one, is what I'm saying. And you're going to have to probably win games, at least early, the way you won games last year, which means it's going to be ugly, it's going to be low scoring, you're going to count on your quarterback to make plays on third downs and in the red zone. And you're going to need your defense to get a takeaway or two. That's what we're trending towards right now, I think.
For sure. For sure. I mean, and that's what you wanted to, eliminate heading into training camp, heading into OTAs. And now we haven't even started the season, and this is where they're at. Like, I know that preseason's preseason. I know that we all told ourselves not to put too much onus into what happens in preseason, but the physical things, especially on the offensive line, are very worrsome.
Yes.
They're very worrisome. And now, yeah, you're dealing with some injuries. You have guys out of position. that, you know, you would hope to be moved. It's just, it's not the recipe to start the season in a couple weeks, but maybe they'll figure it out.
It reminds me, Doran, of Kenny Pickett's first preseason start against Jacksonville, where the offensive line looked as bad as I've ever seen it.
Mm-hmm.
As Steelers players wearing Steelers uniforms, preseason, regular season, postseason. That's the worst offensive line I had ever seen. And, hey, Ben took an offensive line to the Super Bowl in 2010 that had no business being there. Like, it can be done. But this game on Saturday was making me think of that game.
Uh-huh.
And that offensive line got better at the end of the year. Last season's offensive line got better at the end of the year. I think we're looking at the same thing here. All right, back to quarterback, because that's the sexy thing. That's what everybody wants to talk about. You got the national media weighing in. Warren Sharp of Sharp Football, I thought, was too hard on the Steelers quarterback play. He wrote on X, "That was some awful football by both Steelers quarterbacks. There is no winner of the Steelers QB battle. The preseason will mercifully end and someone will start game one. He'll probably get benched by October. There's a reason both quarterbacks were basically free. Sometimes you get what you pay for." When people say stuff like that, I do wonder, like, did you want them to bring Kenny Pickett back? Like, did you want them to bring Mitch Trubisky back? I thought Mitch was the worst quarterback on the field on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you want him to bring Mason Rudolph back? I guess there are reasonable people who could say that, but I would take my chances with doing what they did over Mason. Like, is Mason going to do what he did the final three games for 17 weeks? I don't think so. I think Russ, statistically last year, was a much better quarterback. Because you know you can get it out of the full course of a 17-game schedule. I also think that if you're going to critique the Steelers quarterbacks that way, you have to also acknowledge what was going on around them.
Yes.
Was very, very bad.
Bad.
And I don't think that Sharp Football did that there.
I mean, it's not like Russ or Justin Fields were throwing interceptions or throwing the ball, you know, away. Like, there wasn't a... Okay, that pass, you can make an argument in the red zone or towards the red zone with Luther. Like, that was maybe a bad pass, but it's not like Russell Wilson or Justin Fields were throwing a pass like Mitch Trubisky did to just airmailed it to the safety.
Right.
Like, that wasn't happening. So, you do have to look at what's going on around them and things collapsing and them not having any time to really do anything. Like, thank God Justin Fields is as athletic as he is, or that play would have been a disaster.
Well, and I think that is why some people are calling for him to be the Steelers' starting quarterback, including Pitman Lewis Riddick.
Yeah, I'm biased right now. Look, I'll tell you what, Linda, I'm going with Justin Fields simply because of the fact that, one, he's been the player that's been healthy and that's been available. And two, I think he has taken full advantage of those reps and those opportunities to go ahead and show Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith that he has that dual threat capability that can really take this offense to another level as he continues to get more comfortable with it. So, look, we'll see how this plays out. I know Mike Tomlin has said repeatedly that Russell Wilson is in the pole position. Tonight, you could probably say the performance was like a C or a B minus, maybe on Russell's standpoint, considering the fact that he was under duress right from the get-go, was sacked three times. But I think it's just Justin's ad-lib ability.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. We talk about this offensive line being potentially as bad as it could be, you would want a quarterback that can create.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is merit for that conversation. If anybody wants to call up at 412-928-9370 and say this offensive line's probably going to suck at least early, so get the mobile quarterback in there, the more mobile of the quarterbacks, I do get that. The reason why I'm just going to firmly plant my feet in the Russ Wilson camp is, if you start Justin Fields from day one, you have to finish with Justin Fields, I think.
Right.
Because I don't think Russ is going to take too kindly to that, and I don't think he should take too kindly to that. If you start with Russ, you can always go to Justin. I don't think you can do it the other way around. And so that's why I would go with Russ Wilson.
Man. Like, if they do what we're saying and start Justin Fields and then have to turn to Russ because Justin Fields hadn't panned out, I mean, there's bigger problems. And we've talked about this a couple times. Like, this, I mean... If that were the case, there's only one person to point to, and that's the head coach, because things just haven't worked. And that is a tough situation to have to deal with if you're the Steelers. If this, like, right now, I'm not feeling too comfortable if I'm Mike Tomlin. Like, regardless, regardless of anything. Like, I know that it's preseason. I know that the plays are vanilla, but I am not feeling comfortable at all. I'm feeling comfortable with my job because I just got an extension.
Yeah.
But just as the season and what we could put out there and wanting to score points, wanting to change, wanting to have some urgency, like, I am not feeling great right now. And that's not a situation that I thought that I would have myself in because we went out and got two quarterbacks that we thought could be a better and a bigger upgrade than what we had last year. And it's not showing as a whole right now.
I do think Russ missing time matters. I do. I know he's a vet. I know he knows what he's looking at. I expected him to hit the ground running more. Again, most of it to me had to do with what was around him and not so much him. But you need to develop chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
You need to...
And it's not just with receivers either. It's with offensive linemen.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I thought it was evident that there was some rust there too. And people are going to say, oh, you're making excuses for Russell Wilson. I'm getting a ton of that right now on the text. Crowley, quit making excuses for Russ. I think there are excuses and I think there are reasons. When a guy plays basically 1 week, that's it, leading into the first preseason game, maybe we shouldn't expect it to look all sunshine and rainbows.
I mean, how many checks at the line did we see, though, in the past two games?
Right.
You know, there's not really. Like, that's what Russ is good at, too.
Great point.
I mean, that's what he does. He knows if he sees a defense, if he sees a front slide, he knows how to check in to check out certain things. I barely saw that at all. Maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't see that much.
It should look better just by virtue of game planning and that when the regular season starts.
Yeah.
Russ knows what to get into, what to get out of, and I would imagine that they're going to give him that freedom.
Yes.
Arthur Smith's a big boy. Russ Wilson's a big boy. And you're going to chip. You're going to keep a back to block. You're going to do things that you didn't do before. So it should be better when the regular season hits. But if you can't protect, you can't protect.
Right.
And it can only get so much better. Who do you want to see start at quarterback week one against Atlanta? 412-928-9370. I think, are you conflicted? I think you're conflicted a little bit.
I'm starting to get there.
Yeah. I am conflicted because I think if the offensive line, if you play them again against in the final preseason game and it's a sieve, I think reasonable arguments can be made. You put the much more athletic quarterback in there. But I'm not willing to do that knowing that when you turn it over to Justin Fields, it's just going to be his. Russ might even ask to be released at that point. He wants to play good soldier. He's been knocked. That's one of the reasons why he got let go. It's one of the reasons why he came so cheap. But if I'm brought in and I think I'm a starting quarterback, in week one they go with the other guy, probably not going to be all hunky-dory up
no.
here.
Mm-mm.
But what do you think? 412-928-9370. The phone call's coming in. You can also tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money free.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You. Believe it or not, a couple of good things to take away from the Steelers preseason game number two. We'll get to those after our Going Low Golf Rewind with Jeff Hathorn in the next segment. But right now we're asking you, through two preseason games, on August 19th, who do you want to see start at quarterback game one against Atlanta? 412-928-9370. We've made our cases. Doran's a little conflicted, which is understandable. I am going with Russ, because if you bench Russ for Fields, you can't go back. What say you? And it's football season officially now, Doran, because we've got Angela in Beachview on the line. Mm-hmm. Angela, we've missed your voice. It's ball season. Let's go.
It's on like Donkey Kong now. I was at the game on Saturday, and it was a snooze fest. I say it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. I mean, yeah, Fields is athletic, but he should be running because it's the play call, not because he's running for his life. This position flexibility crap we talked about, I mean, stick Broderick Jones at left tackle. I know Fautanu's hurt, but stick with it and live or die by it. I don't know what this love fest with Dan Moore is either. That O-line needs fixed before we even worry about the quarterback.
Thank you, Angela. We love you.
She's absolutely right. We've been talking about that, but she's on par. I mean, you can't do anything if your offensive line can't hold up.
No.
You can't do anything.
No, it really isn't going to matter if the line plays as bad as it did on Saturday. I don't think it'll be quite that bad for reasons that we've stated, game planning, yada, yada. But if it is that bad, yeah, it's not going to matter. You're just going to lose a lot of football games, and you're going to have to rely on your defense. Mike in Fort Wayne. Next up, listening on his Odyssey app. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm going to follow suit with talk about the line for just a minute. I think the thing that really stuck out to me, I mean, it's one thing just to flat out get beat. But when you watch Broderick, he was just standing straight up. And to me, that's a fundamental flaw. If you're the head coach, but the O-line coach, the last thing that should ever happen is somebody standing straight up. I just think there are fundamental issues with this coaching staff. I hate to put it on them, but man, that should never happen.
Thank you, Mike. We got savvy callers.
They're very savvy.
Don't we? Because, hey, who do you want to start at quarterback? Well, really, guys, it's the offensive line. Bang, two calls in a row.
Bang, yes.
So they're seeing what some of the national media didn't see. National media, oh, Russ wasn't very good. Oh, well, Justin Fields wasn't very good. Can't block. Talk to me about technique, though. Was Mike right?
He's absolutely right. Yeah. It looked like Broderick Jones had his eyes closed and was just like, okay, is somebody going to run into me? Okay, they ran into me. Oops. Like, I mean, he didn't anchor down. He didn't get himself in position. He didn't even use his hands. He exposed his chest. That's like football 101. At any position, never expose your chest.
In New Orleans, and then they'll throw beads at you.
Yeah, unless you're Oilers girl.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way you expose your chest in sports. And he just, twice, like I've never seen a starting offensive lineman expose their chest like that and just really just give a defender all of their body to just go do what they want to do. Like, it didn't even look like he tried.
And as much as he should be playing left tackle, I don't know that changes just because you flip sides.
I mean, I would hope to believe that the injury thing is there's some truth to it.
Yeah.
Because that's what it looked like. It looked like he didn't want to extend it and maybe hyperextend his elbow. But I've never seen a starting offensive tackle not use his hands, not just put his hands up or even guard his chest to let the defender put his hands in the middle of his chest. Like, it was very, very worrisome, and I was like, there has to be something going on.
If it's the injury and Fautanu is ready week one, you can hide behind that injury and play Dan Moore at left. You can. But my expectation is going to be if you're out there, even if you're quote-unquote hurt, you got to play at a high level. If you are good enough to play, you've got to be good enough to play. Tony in Florida. Hello, Tony.
Yeah, how you doing? I got a hat trick here. I've been refereeing football for like 40 years. the splits on the line, why don't the offensive linemen go out and engage instead of drop stepping? Every time they're given 3-4 steps back, and by the time they get a running start, the party's over. The quarterbacks, the running backs, the running lanes, nothing. It's been that way since Munchak left. I mean, he was the savior, basically, of the offensive line. He knew what he was doing. This last guy came in, whoever he is.
Pat Meyer,
horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Thank you, Tony. To pull a line from Entourage, I love this town!
Hey, we got a lot of callers that are not even living here. That's great, too. People are listening from different states.
It's just funny. Hey, who do you want to start at quarterback? Well, the line sucks, the line sucks, the line sucks. Tell us how you really feel, Pittsburgh. 412-928-9370. One more? Let's take one more.
Well, hold on. You can't really, I mean, whenever you're pass protecting, you can't. You do want to cut down the gap of the defender, but you can't step forward. If you're going to pass protect,
right.
Because then you're just going to like fall on your face, and it gives the defender an easier, you know, the timing of it makes it easier for them to get to the quarterback. So this is really about Broderick Jones not being physical.
Yeah,
like, it's not the splits or the steps.
And if it's the elbow, then he can't play.
Right.
Stanley on the road. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
All right. To me, it's the GM. They're bad picks. Like, it's a lot of bad picks.
I think it's way too early to say Broderick Jones is a bad pick, my man.
It's a lot of bad picks over the years. It's not. It's just. It's the last GM pick, Kenny Pickett. Mike Tomlin only coached the players that's on the team.
Well, Tomlin has a lot to do with it too. And thank you for the call, Stanley. I can't give up on Broderick Jones because of one bad game.
No, I think the picks have been fine.
He's getting A-plus grades, A grades in each of his first two drafts.
Where else are you going to go, too? Like, I mean, who else are they going to pick? I mean, I feel like they've picked the necessary needs for the positions that they need to be upgraded. And it's like, okay, like, who else is out there in the draft for them to pick at their time in their slot with trading up or not trading up?
It's been universal praise for Omar Khan's draft.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I mean, think about year one, right? You got first round Broderick Jones. People love the move. You get Joey Porter Jr. I think people are pretty happy about that one. Keanu Benton was one of the few bright spots, I thought, in this game.
Nick Herbig,
again, one of the bright spots in this game.
Darnell Washington.
Washington. Yeah, fine. I mean, if you start going down the line before you go, right. And I still think Trice has a lot of meat on that bone. And then you think about this year and Troy Faltanu. Good pick. Very good pick. And you start going down the line. I didn't really have a problem with anything that they did. Zach Frazier, I don't think was very good in the game. But it was his first ever start. I like to pick at the time. I'm not going to change my opinion on that now. And universally praised. So, easy. Just relax. It was a preseason game. But I do love this town.
Yes.
Hey, who do you want to start at quarterback? The right tackle sucks!
Yes.
All right, well, what do you think? The right tackle sucks! Okay, well, what do you think? Pat Meyer sucks!
The splits suck!
Where's Mike Munchak? Which I do think there's at least a kernel of truth in there. This offensive line coverage on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, coming up next, real quick, we got the Going Low Golf Rewind with Jeff Hathorn. And then we'll get into some of the bright spots in preseason game number two. Because there were a few. Going Low Golf Rewind brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not being fit outdoors, you're not being fit. We got some bright spots, we promise, from Steelers preseason game number two we're going to get to in a moment here. Right now, Jeff joins us for the Going Low Golf Report. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. So you're going to talk punting. Blowing a late lead, Hideki Matsuyama birdied the last two holes to win the first playoff tournament, the St. Jude Championship, at 17-under. Xander Schauffele ended up shooting 63 to finish second, along with Victor Hovland. Scotty Scheffler was three shots back. Now, Matsuyama brings five or six putters with him to every tournament. There's one he hadn't used on tour yet, decided, I'll go with this one. He finished first in putting. Now the top 50 advanced to this week in the playoffs. Among those out, Justin Rose, Brendan Todd, Jordan Spieth. Eric Cole, who won the Frank Fuhrer Invitational last year at the Field Club, he moves on. He is 46th overall. Brooks Koepka with the final round 63 to win the LIV tournament in a playoff over Jon Rahm. The two were 19-under after only 54 holes of the Greenbrier in West Virginia. His team won the tournament as well with help from former Mill Creek golfer Jason Kokrak. And Taylor Gooch today is the WPGA four-ball championship at Hannistown. And that's it. I heard Cavalli's coming in, so looking forward to listening to that.
Yeah, he actually just traipsed on in here, Jeff, and it looks like he's lost some weight.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's the stress. So that can go one of two ways. You either stress eat or you stress don't eat, and it looks like he's stress don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to get ready for those cage matches.
Yeah, Cavalli's neck is it's exposed, and that's not great for a cage match, Jeff. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks, boys.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, the Going Low Golf Rewind. Good stuff there from Jeff. Here's a text. Oh, how far we've come. Last year we were going to the Super Bowl after the preseason. I'll take responsibility for that, Thorne. This year it's all doom and gloom. I'm willing to wait and see. If that's one thing I learned from last year, it's never as good, never as bad. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I am in full agreement with the texter. However, the Broderick Jones thing scares the hell out of me. Scares the hell out of me. Shall we talk about good things, though?
Yes.
So Cameron Johnston.
Oh, man.
He averaged 56.8 yards a punt, Doran, and he had a long of 65. Got ourselves a punter.
There we go.
Here we go.
Need it. Uh-huh.
Would have been good last year to have a nice punter.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. When you're winning on defense and not turning the ball over and not turning the ball over in defense.
I mean, it's a big deal when you got to do it a lot.
That's right.
And that might be where we're going.
You don't like to see that the punter punted five times when you had your two starting caliber, in quotes, quarterbacks play the entirety of the game. That's too many punts.
Uh-huh.
Too many punts. Who else looked good? I thought Patrick Queen did.
Yes.
I think shrewd signing by one Omar Khan.
Very good. Very good.
He going to be a dude.
Mm-hmm. Sideline to sideline. That's what you've been missing for years. He's going to be a staple, and they're going to need him for sure, especially for the first couple weeks, maybe.
Yeah, and then we saw Peyton get hurt.
Yes.
Peyton Wilson get dinged up.
What did he hurt?
Cavalli, is he okay? 2 weeks? Oh, he said number 22. That's not what I looked for you. Looked at you for, Cavalli. Thanks. I mean, geez. Get out of here. Be on the mic at 8 o'clock. Yeah, I thought Patrick Queen looked good. He had the blitz that he timed up perfectly, but they ran it right into the next gap, which, hey, that's football. That'll happen. But I thought he looked very good. Herbig's a stud.
Oh, yeah.
He's a stud.
He brings a different element.
He does. If he's a hey, we have seen it before. T.J. Watt's going to miss time. Hopefully not due to injury, but he plays 170% every time he's out there. He pulls himself out of a game every now and then. And now you could turn it to him. And I feel pretty good about that in that situation. I don't know about him stopping the run, but from a pure pass rush standpoint,
yep.
Look what he does.
All day.
Sack and a half. And then Keanu Benton continues to be very, very good. And I think he's going to have an outstanding season and subsequently a wonderful Steelers career, Doran. You know who didn't look good? Mitch Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
They booed the hell out of that guy.
They did. That's kind of messed up.
Is it?
A little bit.
We do that now. Is that just who we are as Pittsburgh? Boo the hell out of people.
Boo City.
All right. We're going to have Cavalli join us a segment early since he's here. He looks thin.
Yes.
Than he did. He still doesn't look thin. We'll talk to Cavalli coming up next segment. He'll be on with us until 9 o'clock. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Mark Cavalli, he is early. We are happy about that. He'll be with us until 9 o'clock. How you doing, Mark? The most sought-after sports writer in all the land.
I don't think anybody's ever referred to me as early before in my life.
You got here at 7:37 for an 8 o'clock hit.
You have to understand here, it was really the 51 traffic in Crane Avenue and it's not, they shut it down from like Crane Avenue in, so you have to take it, go through your neck of the woods.
So you had to go South Hills.
51 up over the hill and back, I don't even know, I was in Brookline, I was in Mount Lebanon.
But think about
where
this.
I was.
Think about this, Mark. If you didn't get a job, you'd be selling your house. So you'd have an easier commute, but you'd also have no money.
Very true.
Yeah. You got to think of things positively now.
Oh, I'm a positive guy.
So you wrote something for McAfee, which is out there on social media. You just put it on your Twitter account, which I like. It's super accessible. Yes. X now gives you the opportunity to click things, and you can type as many characters in there as you want. And you wrote basically that what we saw out of Russell Wilson wasn't all Russell Wilson's fault.
I don't think any of it. I mean, very little was Russell Wilson's fault when you break it down. He had, what, five series? And in every series, there was something that happened that put the offense in a bad situation. I mean, I laid it out there and how it was. I mean, from the third and five turned into third and 10 because Calvin Austin false start. I mean, third and five and third and 10 is a big difference now. Uh-huh. Then follow it up with a instant pressure on you and you get sacked. What do you want him to do right there? I mean, next possession, getting sacked. The next possession was went from third and four to third and 14 because of a holding call. And when you get in that position, defenses are smart enough to just keep everything in front of you and tackle the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a very difficult situation just to look at stats and say he was 8 of 10, 47 yards in five series. He was awful. I don't think he had much of an opportunity to show anything because of the things around him. And that's what I think you have to worry about more right now in this. What I took out of this game is not Russell Wilson more than the supporting cast. I mean, the offensive line obviously struggled, but I don't know how much these receivers got open.
That's what we were talking right? about before. Like the separation, I mean, like that brings you back to the table with the Ayuk. No wonder why you need Ayuk. You need him now. Just watching that game, the guys aren't getting pulling apart from anybody.
Nothing. I think that was very evident there that you got a bunch of threes and fours, but you don't have that two guy. And once you get into the regular season, it's going to get worse. Because they're just going to totally take out George. I mean, George Pickens played whatever, 15 snaps or whatever it is. I mean, it doesn't really matter in the preseason. But they're going to totally take him out if you've got Van Jefferson with his 7-yarders. And, you know, guys like Austin and Scotty Miller with their 3 or 4 yard catches. I mean, there's some positives come out of it.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I thought Najee Harris ran good.
Sure.
With the three carries he had. Obviously, they're going to need him. I thought he played pretty well. Obviously, the punter played pretty well. I don't know. The Justin Fields thing, I don't know. I was going to ask you this, Dorian. This is what concerned me about Justin Fields the most. They're like, okay, he can go off script and get some plays running the ball. But to me, when they had called runs, as in read options, he wasn't reading very well.
No.
He's a guy that can make plays happen when it breaks down. But if I'm going to sit there and call a design run where he has to make a decision, I don't think he's very good at that.
Yeah, it's a fine line, too. You do have to be a good decision maker. You have to see things. And I think that he just wants the ball in his hands. So even the play, the fourth down play in the red zone.
He predetermined that.
He was like, I'm taking the ball and I'm going to outrun the defense to maybe the perimeter and try to score a touchdown.
And you can't do that in this.
No.
I mean, even if that is a correct read, so to speak, of where the defensive end is. These guys are so quick in recovery. Yeah. You're not going to – I don't care how fast you are.
Yeah, because he did get outside the D end, but then he met 16 other jersey. Yeah. They're only allowed 11 on the field.
What are you thinking? Like, you're one of 11 defenders. You're thinking what? Okay, read option. Justin's probably going to keep the ball.
Right.
Like, you already know that.
And they saw it in practice, too. They saw it in practice. So while there's not game planning, they did see him burn them for that in 7 shots where he went to the outside. And then he had the 30-yard run at the end of the 2-minute drill.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.